Jesus listens to the contrite. September 23. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you, that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. As the veil which conceals Christ's glory from our view is drawn aside, the Savior is shown to be in his high and holy place, not in solitude, careless and indifferent to our needs, but surrounded by thousands and thousands of holy angels, each one of which has a commission to fulfill for the blessing of humanity. The Savior is in communication with every part of his vast dominion. He stoops from his throne to listen to the cries of his children. His heart of love is filled with pity and compassion for them. But his greatest grief, I am instructed to say, comes when grief is brought to those whom he has appointed to do a certain work, when someone who does not understand the will of God urges his way in, to cloud judgment by many words. Months and years may be needed to undo the wrong wrought in the few minutes spent in speaking unadvised words. Oh, we must not grieve the Savior by our lack of love for one another. At one time the disciples came to Jesus with the question, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." We are engaged in a great and solemn work, and we should follow the Savior closely. He will lead us to higher and still higher planes of truth. "Ye shall see greater things than these," he says, "only be diligent students." He opens to inspection the books where the name of each follower is inscribed, and they see with astonishment the record of actions dishonoring to God and actions commended by him. Each day's record shows the workings of providence, the efforts of the Lord to keep men meek and lowly, tender-hearted, and pitiful. Christ hears every word spoken in disparagement of his children. He knows when they become almost distracted in their work because meddlesome persons, instead of attending to their own work, carry a great burden for the work of someone else. Could the eyes of the one who is cherishing evil surmisings be opened, he would see the Savior drawing near to the one whom he has accused, bending over him as, full of perplexity, he kneels beside his couch, weeping, and begging the Lord for strength, for wisdom, for his keeping power. The sin of evil speaking,